The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Yo, Gamela, I'm to them boy, man. Them no know some money, no stop here, so.
Tell them some man a baller, sterling. Go round them easy like a whirlwind. I forget the cheese, I forget the cheese. Now talk about the rats when me tell them determined. Man a soup and them a corporal dog. We no normal cause I level so dirt. We got the stamp of a profile. We pick on rich old girl cause I level so dirt. Them can't walk in on my shorts. We no have nothing to prove but I level so dirt. Dog, I level studded. Say, hey, yo. Look again,
look again.
Get a youth food, start cook again.
Cook again.
Love stamp in a passport, cook again. Suck your mother who attacks, so we now do for them. Had mine, so we now walk, put again. Drive past in a make care with the subwoofer for them. Stop a summer can, your love father up again. The girl, them love me, cause them want cook again. Man, I soup and them a corporal dog. We no normal, cause I level studded. We got the stamp of a profile. We pick on rich host girl, cause I level studded. Them can't walk in on my shows. We no have nothing to prove, but I level studded. Dog, I level studded. Dog, I level studded. We sip NSA. Them a go Appleton. Them boy, they wake, wake. Man a African, great Kelowna kick,
kick, kick.
Jackie Chan, we a top dog, them boy do your batty man. We no hype but floss in a bit tradition. Give it the pound them, David Radigan. Boss boy, you don't have to go up in a squaddy van. Boy disappear and me no magician. Man a soup and them a corporal dog. We no normal cause I level studded. We got the stamp of a profile. We pick on rich host girl cause I level studded. Them can't walk in on my shows. We no have nothing to prove but I level studded. Dog I level studded. Dog I level studded.
Look again,
get a youth food, start cook again.
Cook again.
Love stamp in a passport, cook again. Suck your mother who attacks, so we now do for them. Had mine, so we now walk, put again. Drive past in a me care with the subwoofer them. Stop a summer can, your love father up again. The girl them love me, cause them want cook again. Man a soup and them a corporal dog. We no normal, cause I level studded. We got the stamp of a profile. We pick on rich host girl, cause I level studded. Them can't walk in on my shows. We no have nothing to prove, but I level studded. Dog, I level studded. Dog, I level studded. Man a soup and them a corporal dog. We no normal, cause I level studded. We got the stamp of a profile. We pick on rich host girl, cause I level studded. Them can't walk in on my shows. We no have nothing to prove, but I level studded. Dog, I level studded. Dog, I level studded.
I don't know what the heck they were saying, but all I know is they were saying there's levels to this. Some of my Jamaican friends out there, y'all gonna probably text me right now. Text me and tell me some of the other stuff they were saying in that song, man. Text The Grind Line right now, guys. Text 678-744-6188. Tell me what they were saying in that song outside of there's levels to this, man. I love it. I love the beat. Man, I love y'all. Welcome to The Grind, everybody, the realest show ever where we have the unscripted conversation every single time, giving real insight needed daily. Man, let's grind. Let's grind, y'all. We had an extended weekend. We had a great weekend, actually. I hope you guys did as well. So, I mean, things are right in the pocket, as I like to say, or right in the groove of where we want them to be. And I hope you guys have that same view in life, too. If you don't, then, you know, let's figure out today how we can get you in that groove to moving in the direction that you want to move. But, you know, I want to do this morning. I want everybody that has an opinion, that has some insight, you know, that same number I just gave out, guys, 678-744-6188. Go ahead and as we go through our discussion here, you know, go ahead and text any insight or whatever the comments are that you may have on the topic. Like I said, this is an unscripted conversation. I'm most certainly going to say whatever you put on my text screen. So go ahead and say it, but I'm not going to curse for you, but I'm going to say what you want me to say. All right. So guys, don't be afraid. Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. Punch it in the face. You know, say what you want to say. This is your opportunity to get your voice out there to the masses. Ladies and gentlemen, hundreds of people a day listen to this show, either live or on the replay. So, you know, your voice, your opinion most definitely counts. And most certainly you want to be able to bridge a gap for somebody, you know, with your insight. But understand this, not everybody's going to agree with everything that you say. You know, most certainly I don't think that everybody agrees with everything that I say. You know, that's just reality. That's life. You're always going to have the people that don't see eye to eye with you. And that's okay. I've learned to take things in stride, guys. And, you know, understand that I don't have the only opinion. What I say is not the golden rule. What I say is not like the be all end all. So that's why, you know, this show is created for you guys to have a voice as well, for you guys to come on and say whatever it is that you feel you need to say. Get it off your chest. You know, so you can move to the next level. We can't hold that stuff in, ladies and gentlemen. We can't hold it in. Let it out. You know, what's your outlet? You know, what is your outlet? I hope you guys have one. But, man, let's grind. Again, I love that song. I love that song simply because, you know, they're saying levels to this. Levels to this. There's levels to this. There's levels to everything in life. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you transform yourself into being, there are levels to everything in life. But, you know, one of the things that we really want to get into this morning, and I want you guys real insight on this, you know, we want to talk about coach or mentor. Coach or mentor. There's a lot of discussion about, you know, what's what and is this, you know, are you my coach or are you my mentor? A lot of us say certain things that we've heard being said. We don't really know what they really, really mean. You know, so, you know, I did some research and, you know, came up with a couple of things. But, you know, overall, they're two different, you know, distinct things. And I want you guys to know exactly what those things are. But before we get into that, guys, I love this song, too. Gotta put it in.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Carey, tell him about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. Yeah. I just look up in the sky and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in midday.
Yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
Me.
one good reason why you should still be alive.
Let me think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have not one, Ozzy.
That answer did you pass last night was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your neighbor.
Witness on that. Thank you, Isaac.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
When the doctor said in the day,
then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
If you're grateful for a but God in your life,
got you moving this morning, didn't it? Man, I'm telling you right now, when I hear that song, every time I hear that song, man, I just start to think, you know, wow, everything that I've been through, you know, all of the stuff I've seen, everything that I've done, I mean, I just start to think about all of that stuff, man, and then I just realize, you know, God didn't have to spare me through any of it. You know, I went through a lot of stuff. Some of you out there, you've been through a lot of stuff, but look, but God, you right here, right where you are, right now, getting a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, so many different opportunities to do it all over again, so many different opportunities to get it all right again, and here you are. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Well, let me tell you, one of the things that you know you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is figure out whether or not you have in your life a coach or a mentor, because I believe personally that that's important. You know, I've made the statement before, not everybody, you know, needs or even wants a mentor sometime, but, you know, everybody needs a coach. And I've made that statement before. And, you know, when I start to really research, you know, both of them, you know, it depends on where you are. And in reality, here's the ticker. Most successful people, if not all, had a mentor or have a mentor. Now, that mentor doesn't have to be somebody that you personally know. That mentor can be somebody that you just admire. But let me tell you the difference. I want you to know the difference in the two, because I want us to really get this morning so we can understand where we are, and not for you to gauge or judge anybody, but I want you to be able to understand what you're asking for when you're asking somebody to be one or the other, or what you're saying when you're mentioning the two. So, you know, a coach is a person that is a form of coaching, is a form of development in which a person called a coach supports a learner or a client in achieving a specific personal or professional goal. Okay. Now you don't have to, it's just advice or you know, or goals. You're providing them training. You don't have to be in the exact field or doing the exact thing that that person wants to, that person is trying to do, but you can coach them in certain things that they need to, you know, possibly think about and, you know, just from a success perspective. Okay. Now, mentor. Right, because, you know, let me back up. So you see coaches in the, I give you a great example. You see coaches on the football field, coaches on the baseball field, basketball court. When you see them, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, they don't really know the ins and outs of that person's life. They don't know exactly what's going on at home. You know, they haven't had in-depth conversations with that person, but they can still coach them because they know something about what they're doing. Right. They know something about the sport of basketball or football or baseball, soccer, whatever it is. You know, they know something about it. But, you know, do they have to be like a Hall of Famer to coach you? You know, or do they have to be, you know, have to have won 5 championships to coach you? Do they have to be have learned, you know, even won even 1 championship to coach you? No, they don't. They can coach you on certain things, giving you some training, giving you tips on certain things that you need to get you through that, you know, getting your head right mentally, you know, keeping you in the game, kind of, you know, steering you in the right direction, you know, keeping your head above water. That's what a coach does when you show up. You know, we always hear when the student is ready, the coach will appear. But when you're ready, then the coach is there. So you go and you get coached on that specific thing that you want to get into. Now, the mentor. Now, the mentor is the person that, and this is something that, you know, I've had people that will come up to me and say, you know, I want you to mentor me. And to me, mentoring is a very intimate thing. Okay. Mentoring is very intimate because, you know, the mentorship is not just a one-way thing. Personally believe that the mentor has to buy into the mentee just as much as the mentee has to buy into the mentor. Right. So if the mentee is ready and willing and able and ready to submit. Now, submitting is the same in coaching as well. You have to submit to the coach in order to get coached. You have to submit to the mentor in order to be the mentee. Right. So here you are. You submitted to the coach and to the mentor, and the mentor understands that. And they feel comfortable with your level of submission, not that you're under their rule, you're under their thumb, you're just doing every you know, crazy thing they tell you to do. No, but you've submitted to them because you trust it, right? You obviously have a level of trust, a level of faith in that person, or else you wouldn't have asked them to be your mentor. Now, I've had scenarios when it comes to, you know, mentoring, which is one of the reasons why it can be tough to mentor somebody. And, you really have to understand what all that entails, you know. So let's get into what the mentor is. And I want to give this to you guys exactly from so we get it the right way. The mentor, a wise, trusted counselor or teacher, an influential person. All right. Mentoring involves people who have been there and done that before. Before you even tried to do it, they've been there and done that before, right? They can speak into your life from every experience and support you as you step out on your own. And listen, let me back up. They can speak into your life from their experience. From their experience. So when I think about experience, it means they've been through it. Right now, does it mean that they have to have been through it and not got scathed, not got any scratches, came through it as pure gold? Absolutely not, because we all know that you learn from your failure and your success, both, right? So they can most certainly tell you, you know, what road not to take, all right? So that's you have to think about the person that you want to mentor you, all right? Because when you really look at it, they may be able to tell you the pitfalls or the highlights or the shortcuts that they've experienced along the way and give you guidance, you know, if you want, you know, to really tread that same path, but you have to gel with them, right? You have to gel with them. You know, this person needs to have been, you know, really successful in life. I mean, in terms of what it is that you're looking for. You're looking for that person that, let me just say it. You would, you know what? I want to be like that person. I want to be like that. You don't want to be that person, but you want to be like that person. You know, you may like the way they talk. You may like the way they transition things in their mind. You may like their overall, you know, the outlook on life. You may just like the way that person, you may like the way that person dresses. You like the way that person talks. You like the way they walk. You like, you know, you like what everything about that person you like, and you're just inspired when you're around that person. That person lifts you higher, and you're looking at the aspects of their life, and you're like, okay, they have a great, you know, they have a great relationship with their kids. You know, he or she has a great relationship, you know, with their spouse, you know, or he and she, you know, has a great business head. You know, their acumen when it comes to doing things the right way is amazing. So that person is really a great candidate to be your mentor, right? Really, I mean, you're talking about in life now. We're not just talking about something specific. You want to learn how to throw a fastball. All right, I just want to, you're just going to go get coached for that. All right, somebody's going to coach you on how to hold a ball and how to throw it and all of that good stuff. All right, so we're not talking about coaching now for something specific. We're talking about mentoring somebody, you know, in every aspect of their life. Now, some of you are like, whoa, do I really want somebody that deep in my life? I'll answer that for you. You don't want everybody that deep in your life. You don't. You just don't. So let me transition this again for you guys. That's mentoring. You know, coaching. Let's get the distinction between the two. All right. Does not need to be someone that has been there before you. All right. It needs to be someone to be there for you. All right. Not before you, but someone that's there for you. Someone basically who knows how to ask those powerful questions to you that'll help you envision your future, all right, and achieve your goals. The future that you shape, guys, you know, with your coach will be the one that is unique to you, you know, and the spirit of what you're trying to do. You know, if you're taking on like a new role or a project with a lot of changing things to it, you know, you want to get a coach. You want to get a coach to help you through that aspect of what you're doing. Okay. Most certainly don't, you know, want to be a supervisor, because supervisors just kind of lay back and watch what you do. I call supervisors, you know, spies. You know, they just spy on what you do and then go tell, you know, the managers. And so that's just how that is. But anyway, so mentoring and coaches, that's the difference. Now, the experience that I've had with you know, trying to be someone's mentor, never really got to that stage. When you start to really outline what a mentor really is to someone, they kind of shy away from it. All right, simply because it entails that person being in, you know, pretty much every aspect of your life, and it really means you need to be open with that person because you trust that person. You didn't just haphazardly choose somebody that you want to be your mentor because they drive a nice car or because they speak eloquently. You didn't just choose that person for that. You didn't just choose a person to be your mentor because they have an 8-year degree from Harvard. No, you chose that person because your experience with that person or what you've heard or read or know about that person, you put all of that together, heard, read, and know. So now you have them with you all the time. It just could be somebody's actual life that you want, you know, you read their books and, you know, and you're listening to what they're telling you to do because you respect their life. So the mentor is the more tedious choice, because when someone said, hey, mentor, I want you to be my mentor. Okay, so let's sit down and let's talk. There's got to be a lot of that. We need to talk. We need to spend some time together. And when we're spending, and this is these are my, okay, these are my, just my criteria, okay? We need to spend some time together. I need to qualify you. Obviously, you've already somewhat qualified me, but let's spend a little time together. And once I see how much you're ready to submit, you know, to me, because you respect me and you respect my decisions and things of that nature, so I'm going to lead you down the right path, all right? I have your best interest at hand. There's no bias toward what my own personal gains are. It's all about you as the person being mentored, the mentee. It's all about you. I have to be selfless in that thing. I have to give to you of myself unconditionally. If you call me at 2, 3 in the morning, I need to pick the phone up because you've entrusted me with your life. You've entrusted me to help you make decisions. You could be out at a club somewhere and you call me up and say, hey, I met this person and, you know, this person is asking me, you know, to do this, this, and this. You know, what do you think I should do? Well, you should, you know, what did this person say this? What is it for? You start asking those questions. And now the person, now the mentee is like, okay, well, boom, I didn't think of it that way. I don't care if it's 2, 3, 4 in the morning. You know that's the responsibility that you have, because it could be a life or death situation. So if I'm mentoring you, you're in a special section. You have a special ring on my phone. And when you call, then I believe that you need to speak with me. So when you tell somebody that this is the level that you mentor on, then people start to think, wow, do I really want this person in my life? And when you start to second guess it, that means one of two things. Either you're not ready to be mentored yet, or either that person's not the person that you really, really trusted to mentor you. Okay? One of the two. So I've had that experience. And when you start, you know, from before you agree, I always do a test. I do a test. Really, just, you know, because mentoring is not all about being, I won't say not being polite, but it's not all about telling a person what they want to hear. It's about telling a person what they need to hear. I say time and time again that I'd much rather hurt your feelings than harm your future. So it's about telling a person what they need to hear as opposed to what they want to hear. And that's a tough transition for people sometimes, because they're so accustomed to hearing things or telling themselves things that they want, which has kept them in the same place for all of those years. Instead of doing the hard things to have it easy later, they've been doing the easy things and not realizing that this is why they're having it hard now. So the key is to get that person to understand that this isn't going to be an easy transition for you. But if you respect me, then I'll be your mentor, and don't hold things back for me. Now, here's the job or the criteria of the mentor. The mentor needs to be that person. You know, everybody has that person, that one person that they can go to and share any and almost everything. I mean, everybody should have that person. All right. And that person has to be what you call the go-to person, your go-to person. When you go to that person, that person is not going to get angry with you when you tell them exactly what's going on, you know, or that person is not going to tell you to do something that has a lot of selfishness to it, something that's going to benefit them. And when that person is helping you, that person is not looking for their reward. You know, from you and the praise from you. They're not looking for, you know, any rewards. They're helping you because that's their heart. So you need to have that go-to person. And here's the most important thing on your go-to person. And here's the problem. The most important thing is that person be all in for you and nobody else in terms of what you're going through. So that means that person has to have an input. And then there cannot be an output unless that output is to you. It's back to you. So it has to be reciprocal from mentor to mentee. And that has to be back and forth. back and forth. There can be, there's no, when the mentee comes in and talks to you, you've got somebody else that you're telling about what about what the mentee is telling you. So now to have somebody that they go out and tell, and that's how secrets get out. That's the problem. That's how people's stuff get out. Because everybody has somebody that they want to tell stuff. But you got to have more than just, you got to have that one-way relationship with the mentee. And that person has to be, you, they have to feel confident that what they tell you is not going to go any further. And then they'll start to open up to you, which is great. It's a very liberating thing for them, and they trust you. You're entrusted with that person's future, right? So that's what being a mentor means, and that's the responsibility of a mentor. A lot of people will hear what, you know, somebody will tell them something in confidence, and they're really pouring their heart out because they want some real insight on what's happening in their life so that they can fix it. And then you look up and the whole world knows. Everybody knows that everybody knows but you, because you've entrusted your precious pearls with the wrong person, right? So that's what mentoring is, and that's why a lot of people, once they learn the real definition, they kind of shy away from it. You know, you have to pick the right person that's not gonna go look for the glory from someone else. They're not gonna look for the reward. When you tell them something, they understand that you're telling them that in confidence, and that you want some genuine help. I trust you. I want you to help me with this situation. And that's the relationship between mentor and coach. I can go out, and the only thing I'm gonna talk about my coach on the basketball court about is, you know, how can I dribble the ball better? You know, how can I build my calves up enough so I can dunk? You know, how can I shoot the best jump shot? How can I be a great 3-point shooter? That's the only thing I really want my coach to tell me. You're not letting that person in your life. You haven't made that relationship with that person. And when you trust that person that you said is your coach with your life. So let's understand the difference in the two, you know, and because we all go through a lot in life. We really do. We all go through a lot in life. When you look at a person on the outside and you think they all got it, they got it going on. And the reality is the person on the inside is in shambles. And that's okay, because that happens every day. You can't wear your emotions on your sleeve, and you can't, you know, show what's going on in your life in those situations. But everybody has something going on. Business and your personal life really need to shake hands. And this is, you know, stuff that you need to really think about, you know, and get together, because you, in a lot of cases, you may not need a person to come in and really mentor you. If you're honest with yourself, I say a person, you may not need a mentor, but everybody needs a coach. You may not need a personal mentor, because everybody kind of mimics somebody or something. All right, you look at, you read stuff, you see it, and subliminally you want to be certain things or be like somebody, subliminally. But everybody needs a coach to help them reach their goals. The person that's going to come in, hit it and quit it, and tell you exactly what you need to do and move on and be productive. Not everybody wants to cry on everybody's shoulder. Some people just want to be productive in life and be successful and get where they need to be. But here's the reason why you wouldn't need a mentor, a personal mentor, is because you've gotten to that point in life to where you can be real with yourself. You know that you're – a lot of us know the decisions that we make when they're wrong. If you don't have the self-discipline it takes to actually – stop doing the wrong things and start doing the right things, then you need a mentor. You need somebody that's gonna look over your life and tell you what things are out of place. Okay, what's out of place? What you need to fix? Hey, you know, let me know. You know what you're doing throughout the day. What's your day look like? You know, what's the activity that you got going on? Hey, you know, what you and the family do this weekend? Yada yada yada. Those some people need that, and that's okay. That's okay. Your business life and your personal life, as well as your, you know, let me just say it like this. If you have a business and your personal life is messed up, then it's always going to be, there's always going to be some strife. Okay. It's never going to, things aren't really going to sync up the way you need them to. Now, from the outside looking in, people may think you have it going on, but there's going to be always some strife there. Now, if your personal life is great and your business life is messed up, then yeah, you're definitely going to need somebody to coach you. All right. So those are the two things that need to kind of shake hands. So if you're neglecting your relationship and there's some things that are unsaid, some stones that are unturned, some talking that hasn't taken place in your relationship to help both of you move to the next level, then, you know, you need to fix that, or else it's going to be a lot of long, you know, teary crying nights and days sometimes. So they need to kind of shake hands, try to get them both, you know, in sync. All right. So, because we know that life can get so very consuming, you know, sometimes downright overwhelming. And then we have those, moments to where we just can't take it anymore, and we have to find somebody to be that outlet, and that's okay too. But I say find somebody that can be that confidant to you, somebody that can be that outlet for you, and to be able to tell certain things to get them off your chest, but and tell them in a certain way to where it's going to be productive in order to help you, not to hurt someone else. How do I get past this? All right. That's where that person that's going to mentor you kind of comes into play. All right. So, and in this arena, actions definitely speak louder than words. All right. Actions speak louder than words. We can talk about things all day, but until you start putting the action behind it, none of it matters. The reason why a lot of us need somebody to constantly be, you know, to tell us what to do, how to do it, and when to do it is because we haven't taken action. We haven't taken responsibility for our own lives. We haven't had that long, hard talk in the mirror with ourselves. And when I say that hard talk, I mean, really, I'm talking about that hard talk where you get in the mirror and you just kind of, you know, curse yourself out a little bit, however you want to do it. All right. She say someone can interview. I'm getting some text here. That's right. So, got a comment from text message from Pam McCray says someone cannot mentor you in an area they have been a part of, nor they have not been a part of nor experienced. You can be single. You can't be single and mentor a person who is married in that area, and vice versa. So, very good comment, Pam. Great comment. So, we got here. That's right. So, guys, you know, this is, you know, a lot of people just aren't really moving in that realm of, you know, I'm going to get in the mirror, I'm going to have this talk with myself, and I'm going to realize that. And I said having this talk with yourself, okay? I'm not telling you to go out there, you know, and confess your sins to man, all right? Don't do that. You confess your sins to God. You confess your faults to man. That's a level of transparency that you need. Only God can handle your sins, all right? Only God can handle that. So that means don't go out there and think people are going to be not judgmental of the things that you're doing, and you're just pouring out your whole life and every little detail of it. People cannot handle that. People are flawed. People aren't geared up that way. They're going to judge you for the most part, okay? That's why mentors come into play. If you don't have a mentor and you know you need help in your life, let's just bridge this gap right now. If you know you need help in your life, figure out that one person that you trust, that you admire. You know the different aspects of their life that are in play, and you trust that person to sow into your life. And approach that person about being your mentor. And now that you understand what the relationship needs to be, you know, as you know, mentor to mentee, now you can say, okay, I'm going to submit to your mentorship. So that means you're going to lean to their understanding as well. right? You're gonna say, hey, okay, well, I'm here, you know, and I did this, this, and this. Well, you know what I need to do, and that person tells you what to do, then you know, do it, right? Or do you just need a coach? So you have to make that determination in your life, ladies and gentlemen, and figure out exactly, you know, what you need in order to move forward, because it's no fun sitting still thinking that you got everything covered in life and you really don't. You're not moving anywhere. You're not really helping anybody by staying in one place, because, you know, you were put here to be a light, right? To be a light in a dark place. So who are you helping? Who are you helping with your life? That's a great question. Who are you helping? What people can look at you and say, I like what you're doing? That's awesome. I can see you're doing some great things. I heard somebody say the other day, it says, I'm shy, you know, or I'm this or I'm that. If you speak those things, if you speak the negativity into your life, most people that think they can or cannot are usually right. If you say you're shy, then you're shy. If you say that's the way I've always been, then that's the way you'll always be. So if you can't speak positivity into your own life, then most certainly don't try to speak positivity into anybody else's life. So the moral of the story is fix yourself or get fixed. Fix yourself or get fixed, guys. And that's the simplicity of it. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for chiming into the grind this morning. You guys could have been doing anything else that you wanted to do in this world, but you chose to be hanging out with me here on the grind, and I'm super excited, honored, as a matter of fact, to have you guys on the show with me. Appreciate the comments. Appreciate you guys listening in. This show is going to happen again on Thursday. Join myself and my amazing wife, Miss Pam McCray, as we shed some life, awesome stuff, life and light, awesome stuff for you guys, so we can help bridge some gaps. And remember, guys, keep moving forward, keep looking forward, because there's absolutely nothing behind you worth seeing.
Yeah. Knocked me down, but I got up again. Yeah. I'm standing strong and I can face the wind. Made it through the night out with a friend of day, and it was only by his grace. Now I can say, I made it. Through all the pain, they watch me crash and burn, let me to die. It's nothing but the truth when I say I'm alive. A lot of people thought I'd run away, nah, but I'm right here. Man, I'm stronger than I was before, because I know that he got me. And I ain't worried about a single thing, man, I do my best behind me. Alright. See, I made it through that storm, even though I messed up and I fell down. I needed help, but he pulled me up. Now I'm standing here on higher ground. I got faith, I'm on the clouds. There's no limits. I made it through what you talk about. When you see me now, I don't look like what I've been through. Only by his grace now I can say that I made it. Knocked me down, but I got up again. Yeah, I'm standing strong and I can face the wind. Made it through the night out with some friend of day, and it was only by his grace. Now I can say, I made it through all the pain, through all the pain.
Both sides of the family, black sheep labeled, cause nobody wanted me. Tunnel vision and rejection is all I can see. Temporary adoption became the plan for me. But now I'm grown up, a full man. God showed me it was all a part of his plan. I'm grateful my mother didn't abort me. I guess you could say she ain't killed my dreams. I pushed hard through the muck and miry clay. You can say I left us in my last name.
first you see now is not who I used to be. Full of anger, full of pain and full of misery. The enemy tried to take me out, but now
knock me down, but I got up again. I'm standing strong and I can face the wind. Made it through the night out with a brand new day. And it was only by His grace. Now I can say, I made it. Through all the pain, through all the pain.
I remember praying, Father, am I qualified? Filling out some applications for a 9-to-5. Crying, dying at the bottom like the dotted line. Devil tried to kill me, but you know the rest. I'm alive, that's the bottom line. Just it wasn't my time to die. Mercy said
no.
Goodness was my entourage. Man, I know I ain't a butler. Grace that came and modified everything that I deserve. Just look at what I survived. Now that I'm on the other side, I'm at a loss. Everything I did is wiped off the catalog. I ain't got a right to brag, man, or not at all in the name of love, life, they in the Ross. I'm stealing all of what He did, and I wrote this song so that I will never forget. I got up again.
Knock me down, but I got up again. I'm standing strong and I can face the wind.
Oh, no, no.
Made it through the night out with a brand new day. And it was only by His grace. Now I can say,
I made it.
I made it.
Yeah,
I made it.
Oh,